Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is time now for the entertainment drill. Before we get to that, we're talking about opening day of baseball. People are still texting the code. 94-94. Right. Opening day. Let's hand it to the Diamondbacks, who got a little... My new team, Brett.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm all in. I'm going to the game Saturday.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I've got to support the... I got to support the Diamondbacks.
Hey there, fan.
Hey, fans. Look, I'm giving it a try. I'm standing by my word of last year of abandoning my Cubs. But they didn't ritualistically kill an animal this year, so I don't think... But they did that in May last year, so in fairness, whenever they kill a bird with a baseball, they go to the World Series. That's two for two.
You're going to be Serrano now? They're in sacrifice, yeah.
sacrificing a bird? Some pigeons and some dove. But you got to hand it to the Diamondbacks. They did exactly what they should have done this time last year. They went out and got Jordan Montgomery yesterday. That's a big move. And it's only a one-year deal, which means it's a prove-it contract for a guy who proved it already. So getting him in the Diamondbacks rotation is ridiculous. So now they, you know, get back into the talk. The Dodgers are the team in the West, but this is it. Baseball starts today. It's very exciting for us sports fans. And we got something to deal with now. Pretty awesome to have all that loaded up and ready to go. We'll see how it works out in the end, but right now, everybody's kind of like, whoa, how about that? It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends over at reactdefense.com. They will be hiding a keg for us somewhere. Not necessarily at their store either. Somewhere near there. They've done some good work in the past with that. I'll get them one today. And also, they wanted to let you guys know they have their weapons defense seminar. Includes a month of training if you sign up for the weapons defense seminar, which is coming up in June. That's 1 month of training that goes into that. Not only do you get the seminar, you get the experience of all the classes, everything they've got to offer. It truly is invaluable training. So if you're in the law enforcement world or military, or you're the wife or husband of someone in law enforcement, military, especially guys who are, you know, the guards, the prison guards, this stuff is amazing. And how about this? It's $199. You get a month of training and the weapons defense seminar. That will change your world. I guarantee it, especially if you live in the world of bad guys. I don't know how you're not trying to get all the training you can get. We talk about that all the time. I bring it up constantly. Same as the will and trust, it's the same as this. For some reason, there are certain things we do where we prepare for emergencies, and that's fine. And then it's more likely to actually run into trouble on the streets with other people than it is to ever have a fire in your building. But we all prep for that. We never actually have anything in our back pocket, for the most part, for if something goes sideways and we're not prepared, like, right in front of it. It's not paranoia. It's preparation. You never know when some goofball is going to get on your tail and start being something. You may not have a weapon. You may not be strapped. What are you going to do about it? Do you have the tools and the skills? They teach those to you at reactdefense.com, especially in that weapons defense seminar. $199 for a month of training and the big seminar that's open to everybody. Get involved right now. Reactdefense.com. It's the home Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Did you know there's a Good Times reboot hitting Netflix on April 12th?
I did not know.
Actually animated, and it's R-rated. Ready for this? The characters are described as the latest generation of the Evans family from the original Norman Lear sitcom.
So it's Michael and JJ's kids, the grandkids. Well, they would be old, too.
Thelma.
So it would be Thelma and Michael's kids. Like, they'd be the grandparents now.
Oh, I think so.
Because Thelma's got to be 60.
The voice cast includes J.B. Smoove.
J.J.'s 70.
Yvette Nicole Brown, Jay Farrow, and Wanda Sykes.
Wow. That's some names right there.
They have a little trailer that you can check out. It's pretty. Judge Judy works out 10 hours a week with her 90-year-old husband.
On a sex swing. I'll show you the receipts and the videos.
She says they don't mess around with heavy weights. You know. treadmill stuff.
And yuck. That's enough.
Steven Spielberg says Dune 2 is one of the most brilliant science fiction films he's ever seen.
I've heard a few people tell me that. Did you watch it and sleep through
not
it yet?
Yet?
No. Did you rewatch the first one that you slept through?
Nope.
No, you have not. I watched the first 5 or 6 minutes of Dune 1.
The spice farms are always...
I'm out.
That the one with Sting back
no,
in the
no,
day?
No, not that. Oh. The one that came out a couple years ago with Timothy Chalamet and...
When the spice farmers come at night, the lights...
I'm out. Are you trying to hypnotize me?
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Bill Maher has a new podcast network, and Billy Corgan and Fred Durst are among the hosts. They have different shows.
Yeah.
Fred Durst's show will be about UFOs and aliens.
There you go. Actually, I don't like podcasts too much, but Bill Maher and Woody Harrelson was a
pretty good one.
Well, it was pretty funny. It was about 2 hours of dudes just getting high as a kite together, and that's kind of what he does. He just smokes out with a guest who's willing to, and then they chat it out.
Skid Row has parted ways with singer Eric Groenewal. It's not that big of a deal. He's been in the band the last 2 years.
Yeah.
He was on their latest album, The Gang's All Here.
But they did start to make some waves again with this dude singing, because everybody that likes Skid Row is, well, have you seen the news? John Gordon, my buddy Chris, all the people that are trapped in that era, they...
He's stepping aside for health reasons.
Oh.
He's a leukemia survivor.
Oh, geez.
But they found a new lead singer.
Who is it?
They'll jump in for Skid Row's gigs in May and June.
Wait for this.
Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm.
Interesting. A girl singing Sebastian Bach songs.
She actually covered a Skid Row song, Slave to the Grind, in 2011.
Oh. Okay. Well, there you go.
I can't remember if that was any good or not.
The Slave to the Grind cover. Do you have it?
I'm going to pull it up.
Such a great song.
I thought Sebastian Bach, you know, they work things out.
They're never going to work anything out. We sat in a room with Sebastian for an hour and we realized, okay, it's not just them. He's not interested in it either. I'm pretty sure.
I think he would do it, though.
Would do it, but it would be for ego's sake. And
I think he would tour with Steely Dan first.
Oh, Jesus. This is Hailstorm doing this? Yeah. I already hate it compared to the original. This is such a great riff. Not minding this. All right, that's enough. Now let me hear it. Makes me want to hear the original.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll go see Sebastian solo.
Exactly. And look at all the pictures of when he was a gorgeous woman of the late 80s, early 90s.
There you go.
My
real version.
God, that woman was pretty. I'd bang girl Sebastian Bach from the late 80s before Lizzie Hale. Come on. This thing.
You got a voice to keep my legs in two.
John and Larry. How is this not in the rotation? How does Skid Row not test? Such a great song.
The news gets tighter.
Okay, I can't. I'm going to listen to that next.
Nope.
Larry's playing that next. No matter what he says, Larry's playing that song next.
Yeah.
He promises, or you win $10,000.
Nice.
First person calls and said, Larry, you didn't play that. Contest rules at LarryMcFeely.com. And contact our lawyers at HubbardLosers.com. I believe that's the other thing. We'll wreck your golf tournament.com. It's 10:07. That's it. Larry's next. Tomorrow morning, the kegs, they go a-flowing. Today, Brent doesn't have to hide anything. He's got his free evening to go to Eos with you. Where is it today?
On the west side, out in Goodyear. I don't have the exact location.
It's Goodyear somewhere.
You can find it.
The Eos in Goodyear. Yeah. It's all over the website. You can see it.
Larry will tell you all about it.
That's right. Larry knows. And Brett will be out there from 5 to 7. And then Brett's coming back in at 3 a.m. to get you all fired up for Easter Keg 2024. Three of them out the door today. Yeah. Well done to all our code guessers, the code talkers. And we move on with that. Tonight, Brett's at EOS. We hide the kegs. Tomorrow, we got all sorts of stuff. And then we end up over at Four Peaks Tasting Room on Wilson to give somebody $5,000 American dollars, and along with a lot of fun and a whole bunch of other prizes we're going to give out. Be nice to Larry. He'll be nice back. We're done. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Hello!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.